www.schooldrillers.com bring to you an audio format of Lecture 2 GS107. Visit School Drillers for more courses and audio format. Let's get started. In continuation of the previous Lecture 2 discussion, good feeding is intrinsically linked to the body components and good health. A man in good health can work more efficiently towards the achievement of his goals and also live a comfortable and happy life. No single food item can supply all the necessary nutrients. All the nutrients needed by the body can be obtained from combinations of adequate quantities, proportions of different food items. Basic nutrition concepts. The amount of nutrients needed depends on age, sex, body size, body composition, physical activity and health condition. Too much food is as harmful to health as too little food. To obtain maximum benefit from food, it must be wholesome, nourishing, free from toxic substances, parasites and bacterial contamination. Effects of good nutrition. Good nutrition will ensure normal weight for height, body frame, erect posture, firm, strong muscles and moderate padding of fat and with no overweight or obesity. Firm clear skin with good color and healthy pink mucous membranes, abundance of energy and endurance. Resistance to disease and maintenance of good health, ability to concentrate with efficient productivity. Effects of poor nutrition. Poor nutrition will enhance overweight or underweight, failure to grow, stunting, underweight and sudden loss of weight, wasting. Poor posture, protruding abdomen, thin flabby muscle, lack of padding of fat or excessive fat in the body, underweight or overweight and obesity. Dry, scaly, pale skin, pale mucous membranes. Poor arrangement and texture of teeth. Poor appetite, diarrhea, constipation, fatigue, lack of endurance for work. Infections, longer convalescence from disease, short attention span. Your responsibilities in nutrition. It is important to have adequate knowledge and understanding that without maintenance of adequate nutrition, health cannot be maintained. Appreciates the fact that good nutrition has intrinsic relationship with work efficiency and achievement of one's potentials, happiness and long life. Have the right attitude towards food and nutrition. Select and combine variety of foods to make a good diet, maintain good feeding habits. Consult nutritionists/dietitians for reliable sources of information on malnutrition. Nutrients and their utilization. Macro, micronutrients. The nutrients are grouped into two, the macro and the micronutrients. A. The macronutrients are protein, fat and carbohydrate. They are required in larger amounts than micronutrients and are major sources of energy. Proteins provide amino acids for bodybuilding and repair of body tissues, while fat provide energy and fat-soluble vitamins. B. The micronutrients consist of vitamin and minerals. Vitamins are chemical compounds of organic nature that occur in minute quantities in food but are necessary for life and growth. Nutrients and their utilization. Many are components of enzymes and thus facilitate the use of energy-giving nutrients and are important regulators of the synthesis of countless body compounds. Minerals are inorganic substances. They are found in all body tissues and fluids. Unlike vitamins, they are not destroyed in food preparation but can dissolve in water, and loss will occur if cooking liquids are discarded. Minerals are important in building body tissues and in the regulation of body metabolism. Carbohydrates, 1. People depend on carbohydrate-rich food as the principal source of energy. Plants are the main source of all carbohydrates, which they manufacture through a process known as photosynthesis. All carbohydrates contain carbon, hydrogen and oxygen, and the hydrogen and the oxygen are present in the same proportion as found in water, ratio 2:1. Carbohydrate foods are less expensive than food of animal origin. There are two types of carbohydrates which can be used in the body as food, starches and sugars. Starches are complex group of carbohydrates called polysaccharides. The other group of polysaccharides is cellulose and hemicellulases. They are referred to as fiber. Starches can be broken down to their simpler form called simple sugars. Carbohydrates, too. Sugars may be grouped into simple or complex sugars. 1. The simple sugar consists of one unit sugar called the monosaccharide. These include glucose, fructose and galactose. Glucose, it is the form in which carbohydrates exist in the blood. Sources, fruits, vegetables, corn syrup and hydrolysis of maltose, dextrose and lactose. Fructose, is also called levulose or fruit sugar. Sources, honey, fruit and vegetables, corn syrup and also from hydrolysis of sucrose. Galactose, milk sugar. Source, obtained only from hydrolysis of lactose, consisting of glucose and galactose. Carbohydrates, 3. Disaccharides. They include sucrose, consisting of one molecule of glucose and one molecule of fructose. It is obtained from cane, beet or maple sugar. It is known as table sugar and is mostly used for sweetening foods. Sources include sugar cane, beetroot, maple and small amount from fruits and vegetables. Maltose, consists of two molecules of glucose. Its sources include fermentation, malting, of cereals and grains, and also from hydrolysis of starch. Lactose, consists of one molecule of glucose and one molecule of galactose. Its source is milk only. Milk is the chief animal source of carbohydrate. Carbohydrate and sugars vary in their solubility and sweetness. Carbohydrates, 4. They may be ranked in decreasing order of sweetness as fructose, sucrose, glucose, lactose, dextrin and starch. Starches are bland in flavor. Ripening changes starch to glucose and thus increase the sweetness. When starch is cooked, the granules burst, absorb water and the mixture thickens. Functions. Carbohydrate-rich food forms the bulk of our diet and also performs the following functions. The chief function is to provide energy to carry on the voluntary and involuntary work of the body and heat to maintain the body temperature. When carbohydrate is adequate, it spares proteins from being used for energy. Carbohydrate also furnishes elements that can combine with nitrogen to manufacture non-essential amino acids. Functions of carbohydrates. Carbohydrates are required for complete oxidation of fats. When too little carbohydrate is available in the cells, intermediate fatty acid metabolism ketones accumulate. This condition is common in diabetic patients and is known as diabetic acidosis. Nervous tissues, cartilage and other number of body compounds, such as heparin, DNA, RNA, genetic materials contain carbohydrates. Lactose favors the growth of certain intestinal bacteria that synthesizes some of the B-complex vitamins. Lactose increases the absorption of calcium and phosphorus. Dietary fiber, undigested carbohydrate called cellulose and hemicellulases, absorbs and holds water and this aids formation of softer and more bulkier stool for easier elimination from the colon. Starches and sugars give flavors and variety to the diet. Functions of carbohydrates, 2. The exact carbohydrate requirements for individual have not been established. The daily diet should contain not less than 100 grams carbohydrates. 45 to 50% daily calorie intake of individuals should consist of carbohydrates. Regulation of blood glucose. The product of carbohydrate digestion is glucose, fructose and galactose. These sugars are absorbed from the intestine to the intestinal lumen where fructose and galactose are converted to glucose. Glucose is the form of sugar in the blood. It is carried by the portal circulation to the liver and is also rapidly withdrawn by all the cells of the body tissues as a source of energy. Functions of carbohydrates, 3. In normal health, glucose in excess of the body's need is converted and stored in the liver and the muscle tissues as glycogen and consequently as body fat, which can be used later for energy. The withdrawn blood glucose is constantly replaced by the liver. The amount of glucose in the blood is primarily regulated by the hormone insulin, which is produced by the pancreas. If insufficient insulin is produced, it results into excess sugar in the blood. Insulin enhances the utilization of glucose for energy by the tissues, conversion of glucose to glycogen in the liver and muscles, conversion of glucose to fat as a reserve for energy. Diabetes mellitus. Diabetes is a condition in which there is insufficient production of insulin or the insulin produced is ineffective to perform the required functions in the cells. This condition leads to elevation of glucose, weakness, could lead to coma and death. Persons suffering from diabetes are placed on diet restricted in energy-giving nutrients, most especially carbohydrates. A person with diabetes may be treated with diet, hypoglycemic drugs, or regular injections. Dietary sources of carbohydrates. Starchy roots, tubers and fruits such as yam, cassava, sweet potatoes, plantain and banana, oranges and also honey. Cereals such as maize, guinea corn, rice wheat and oats. Clinical problems associated with excess carbohydrate intake. High carbohydrate intake contributes to high calorie intake, which could exceed the individual's calorie requirement. Thus, overweight and obesity eventually results from habitual high carbohydrates, high calorie intake. Excess intake of refined sugar may lead to diabetes mellitus. Dietary goals suggest that processed sugar intake should be reduced to 10% total calorie. Sweets contain sugars, frequently snacking with sweets and foods that are high in sugars, leaving plague acids that lead to tooth decay. It is advisable to reduce the quantity of sweetened sugar consumed and also to brush teeth after each meal. Also rinse the mouth vigorously with water after consuming sweets or sugar. Lipids. Fats consist of compounds that are insoluble in water but soluble in organic solvents such as alcohol, ether, chloroform or benzene. They can be classified into three broad groups, namely, 1. Simple lipids, which include triglycerides and waxes. Triglycerides are generally referred to as neutral fats. 2. Compound lipids, phospholipids, contain phosphorus, and glycolipids, contain carbohydrate and nitrogen, while lipoprotein consists fat attached to protein. 3. Derived lipids are lipids derived from hydrolysis of simple or compound lipids. They include sterols, cholesterol, and bile salts. Clinical problem. Fat is a concentrated source of calorie, 9 kilocalories/gm, and diet high in fat may rapidly lead to overweight and obesity. Diet rich in saturated fat and or cholesterol tend to lead to increase in serum cholesterol. Elevation of blood lipid or cholesterol is associated with increased incidence of coronary heart and blood vessel diseases, atherosclerosis, and is also reported to be associated with the incidence of cancer in the colon and the breast. Low cholesterol and saturated fat diet and intake of polyunsaturated fat is beneficial to health, as this will reduce the blood cholesterol and other serum lipids. Protein. Nature and properties. Protein, like carbohydrates and fats, contain carbon, hydrogen and oxygen. In addition, it contains about 16% nitrogen. Sulfur, phosphorus, iron and sometimes iodine are found in small amounts in proteins. They are built from 20 molecules called amino acids. The proteins in different tissues are different from each other because they contain different types of amino acids. For example, the proteins in the eggs are different from the protein in milk or rice and so on. Protein deficiency. there is a continuous loss of protein from the body and the loss must be replaced. If an individual is deficient in protein, the individual will be in negative nitrogen balance. This means that the body is not replacing the protein that is lost from the body at the same rate, and the nitrogen excretion is more than it is being supplied by diet. When negative balance of nitrogen exists, the individual is less able to build immunity to resist infections, less able to withstand the stress of injury and surgery, and the general health will deteriorate. State of growth, injury, infections and surgery increase protein need, but sometimes illness can induce poor appetite and one can go into negative nitrogen balance and protein malnutrition if the illness is prolonged. Protein deficiency. Protein energy malnutrition, PEM. There are two forms of protein energy malnutrition, PEM. 1. Kwashiorkor, 2. Marasmus. They are seen in infants and young children in Africa, Central and Latin America and Asia. The conditions are seen in severe poverty or as a result of parental ignorance regarding infant feeding or in child neglect. Kwashiorkor usually appear after a child is being introduced to family diets. The infant is given only high carbohydrate, obtain enough calorie but inadequate supply of protein. The child fails to grow, the appetite is poor, the color of the skin and hair changes. Marasmus occurs in infants who are weaned very early and are fed with diet that are low in calories as well as protein. Minerals. Minerals represent about 4% of body weight. They are needed by the body to build tissues, regulate body fluids, assist in various body functions, and are found in all body tissues. They do not produce energy by themselves, but they contribute to energy production within the body as body regulators. They are found in water and in natural and processed foods alongside proteins, carbohydrates, fats, and vitamins. Humans obtain minerals from the soil by eating plants grown in mineral-rich soil or by eating animals that have eaten such plants. Most minerals in food occur as salts, which are soluble in water, and hence, are easily lost in cooking water. Thank you for listening. Please like School Drillers on Facebook page and follow us on Twitter if you found this audio useful. Bye for now.